Digital Dental Academy Podcast, sponsored by 360 Visualize.
Hello everybody, welcome back to IDVA Podcast. This is going to be our third podcast today. We have a very special guest from the United States, August Oliveira. Those of you who haven't met him, he's the world's leading authority on 3D printing. August, how did you get involved in 3D printing?
Well, I mean, like you guys, I have a CEREC machine. I've used a CEREC. One thing that's interesting about CEREC is we've been looking at this object on a screen forever. So the aspect of getting something off of the screen, actually being able to hold it, is kind of a cool thing. And really what got me excited about 3D printing was printing my own guides. So I saw a lot of guys on Facebook using the Robox printer, the Form 2 printer, and making their own surgical guides for about $5 as opposed to $300 that we were paying. So I asked my buddy, you know, what's a good printer to buy? And he said, buy the Form 2. So I bought the Form 2. And just like Adam over here, you get hooked pretty quick when you start 3D printing and you print all sorts of crazy stuff. So that's how I got involved.
Brilliant. And one of the biggest inspiration for us has been digital enamel. Those of you who haven't seen it, go on to digital enamel and have a look at
Todd's. That's how I got in touch with you.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Todd videos. And August has got, have got some amazing videos to help you learn some workflows with your CEREC.
Say again, sorry.
I'll say it's some amazing workflows we've learned with CEREC from Todd and from August.
A more like a quicker version of a couple of the hands-on we've done today already. We're on there, and it was me following those. And I think, you know, it was about a year ago I sent you a question about something.
Yeah.
And that was snowballed from there, getting you over it, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was.
Well, hey, it worked.
It worked.
I'm here in London, so hey, that's a.
And we're taking him on a tour through London as well, so all the prettiest places.
We're going to do the pub crawl later on today.
It's going to be good.
Yeah.
All the pretty places.
But yeah, you know, Digital Enamel is a free site, so you don't need a login, you don't need a password. We've got videos on 3D printing, we have videos on CEREC workflow, how to sterilize stuff, all sorts of videos and cases up there, so check it out.
And August is also one of the members on the IDDA. So please join the IDDA as well. There's a free membership on there as well. Everybody's very welcome, including nurses, hygienists, all dental staff, and all auxiliaries as well.
Yeah.
I think the IDDA's moved well. We're having a good connection with you guys. With over in America.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, some of the people you've talked about today.
Corey Glenn.
Yeah.
Christian Brands, Jonathan Abenheim. All sorts of fun internet personalities are on the IDDA.
Yeah.
Growing very quickly as well.
Where do you think things are going to go with 3D printing?
Well, I think that we're going to get better resins. I think the one thing that everyone is waiting on is being able to print our own aligners. So currently the way it works is we print a model, we use a pressure former, we cut the aligner off, we polish it, lots of little steps. So I think the most exciting thing will be the direct printing of aligners. Digital dentures are hot. In my opinion, with the resins we have, we're not there yet, but we're getting better resins. Actually, NextDent just released their microfilled hybrid composite, which will be able to print crowns, although probably not super strong crowns, but definitely temporary crowns. Yeah. That's an exciting area. Being able to print metal is something that everyone's waiting for. Being able to print zirconia is another thing. So I think what you'll just see is over the next year or two, more and more materials to use.
Do you think the technologies will change a lot in the next few years?
Yeah, I think what we printed with a year ago is very different now. So the printers are going to get better, cheaper, higher resolution, and definitely different options. Be on the lookout for SLS type printers or selective laser sintering printers that print with powder. So we don't have supports, we don't have messy cleanup. I think that's where things are going to go.
Do you know one of the things that I was, well, just the one thing that I thought I'm going to definitely get when I get back home, and it's not even related to dentistry today.
What is that?
The wood reel for the robot.
Yeah.
I'm going to print some wood.
You get to print with wood. Yeah. I mean, how cool is that? To print with wood.
There's some bad jokes that I might throw.
Yo, I know, wood. I know. It gives me a Woody.
Tell a friendly audience about that.
All right.
Hey, so I think the guys watching this at home might find interesting, which I wrote down in your presentation this morning, was the precision but resolution. Can you explain that?
Good point. So right now there's a lot of misinformation in the 3D printing world. Different companies want you to buy their printer. And there's some honest companies out there and some dishonest companies. And so when we talk about combing machines or even PA x-rays, we talk about resolution. And we know that in those cases, resolution is how small pixels are. And so we would think that when we talk about printers and we ask, what's the resolution of the printer? It's actually not what we think. So in 3D printing, the resolution is how fat the layers are. And so a 3D printed object is built up layer by layer. And so some printer companies will say that they have a resolution of 20 microns. And if you think to yourself, 20 microns, that's awesome, right? All that's saying is that the motor that moves the build plate up and down can move it in 20 micron increments. A $250,000 Stratasys printer will print with a resolution of 20 microns, but also a $100 Amazon printer will print with a resolution of 20 microns. It means nothing. And so what you really should be looking at is XY resolution, or they call it precision. So the XY is really the limiting factor in resolution. Form 2 has an XY of 150 microns. The Moonray S is 100 microns. Some of the higher end lab printers can actually come down to 20 microns. And so that the XY value is what you really want to concentrate on.
And do you think the SLS printers are going to be a lot more accurate?
Well, I think that the SLS printer is definitely a workhorse for dentistry. I don't know how small they can get that laser spot size. There's one called the Moai, which is an SLA type printer that has a laser spot size of 67 microns. But I think that going forward in the future, probably DLP will be the way to go. And the big difference between the two technologies is laser cures point by point, but DLP prints layer by layer. And so with DLP, our resolution can be a lot better, our XY resolution, but the speed is three times as fast. So I think that more printers you'll see in the future are moving away from SLA and moving towards DLP. Not to say the Form 2 is not an excellent workhorse printer for dentistry, because what we need it for is Invisalign or aligner type models, night guards, and surgical guides. It does it beautifully. And so it's a very easy to use and a very accurate printer for what we need.
Easy to swap over all the trays.
Yeah, the cartridges and the software is very easy. So it's very dentist and staff friendly.
It's a very exciting time to be in dentistry. Things are just going to be evolving rapidly. And I think the important thing is, as a dentist for ourselves, we really need to be equipped for that, learning the workflows. A lot of the software that you can get is free. So definitely you need to start using the software, learning how to manipulate everything on it, and then move to the next step of buying your 3D printer and going on the courses to learn how to actually use all these different devices and technologies that are going to improve our lives.
I think as well we want to get with the IDDA without just keep going on about that, with the, you know, we're talking about with the guidelines and protocols, just honest advice with things like courtesy of digital enamel, with things with the reality of 3D printing for the consumer, so that they know what's actually going on. So it's not, you know, the company led.
Yeah.
BS.
Yes, that's true. That's true. Yeah. We all tell it like it is, and if we like something, we say something. If we don't like something, we also say that too. So,
August, thank you very much for joining us today on the podcast.
Yeah, thank you. Making a quick one today.
We'll have to get back to the course.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you so much.
All right.
It's a great pleasure having you.
All right.